it's Virginia James with the Zone of Purpose podcast, and welcome to this encouraging space for women and for those who want to show up and remember that their wisdom is within. Now, I will say that it took me years to figure this out, but now I will never live my life the way I used to. The rat race, the go, 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 that's done for. We're moving on from that because all it gets us is burnout, stress, procrastination, overthinking, you name it. Now I zone with soul, and I'm going to help you do the same by remembering our wisdom is within and living and working from that. Let's get into it. I hope that you had a great weekend. Ours was pretty full, a little chaotic. That's all right because it happens, okay? But I, again, hope you had some rest as much as you can and got to recharge a little bit. So we're back to Monday. Here we go. And I'm bringing you part three of this launching a soulful business. And I'm excited for it. And like usual, I guess, I'm so excited to kind of tap back into this discussion with you because the first time we were talking about exhaustion, right? To recap. The second time, we just talked about intuition last week. So go ahead and it's raining now. Awesome. Go ahead and check that video out if you haven't seen it already. But the third part I want to talk about today is toxicity. So in the first week, we were talking about doing your mission or vision for them, right? Is it exhausting? How does it feel to you? Where are the gaps? Why do you do what you do? Those sorts of things, okay? Go back to that one if you haven't checked it out yet. But let's think on this aspect of toxicity because I have had toxic jobs. A lot of folks have. Or there's been aspects of them that were toxic. So I think it's really important to, one, name it and define it, right? We've talked about that before here on the Weekly Wisdoms, but you need to give something words. You need to reflect on it. You need to sit with it and give it a chance to say, why is this toxic to you? And I guess that's number one, point number one. The second one I want to bring up is the fact that what's toxic to me might not be toxic to somebody else, right? What is this in certain circles? I know one of you is going to talk to me about this and I love it. Bring it. I want this comment. But it's basically don't yuck somebody's yum, right? Something like that. I kind of see it as the same thing. Basically, don't think like, oh, because it's toxic for this one person. I mean, there are some shit out there that's just toxic as fuck. Let's be honest about it. But it might be different for you. It might be different for me. And what that threshold looks like, right? Especially in business creation, because there's certain things out there where I'm like, that is so not my scene, but yet it's that person's scene. Whatever. And I think like little pro tip, and that'll be for next week, but really this is your path, right? We've already discussed this too. This is your business path. This is your work path. This is your what do you tolerate path and what do you not tolerate? And then the in-between, because there's always in-between. Okay, so that's my other point. And then finally, we gotta name it. We gotta call it. And I know some of you might be like, oh, you're just a man hater. Nah, I'm a patriarchy hater. There is a difference. But I don't want you, regardless of what you do in your life, to be a component or victim, quote, of toxic bro culture. This is my face about that crap. I hate it. I loathe it because it's done a lot of damage. It's done a lot of damage for individuals. It's done a lot of damage for the collective good. It's done a lot of damage for Mama Gaia. I mean, so many things. So that is another point I bring up is this toxic bro culture. You define it for you. You talk about your own tolerance for it. But really, the reason why I can talk about doing business with soul is because I kind of did it the toxic bro culture-y way. Sleazy selling, not me, but like I couldn't do it. There were times where I was taught, oh, hide your pricing so they don't freak out and leave your website. Fuck that shit. I'm just going to be very honest with that. That's me, right? I can't stand that shit. I cannot stomach it because it's not transparent. It's not. And the wind's picking up because I'm pissy about it. But the reality is, you define it for you. You reflect on what toxicity is to you, okay? But really consider, if you want to launch your own business, what what do you want to do? How do you want to show up for others? We'll talk about that next week. But again, toxic bro culture, if you don't like it, don't fucking do it. End of story. Don't do it in your life. Don't do it in your work. Now, I will say, because of the patriarchy and oppression and colonialism and all these other things, which are real, and if you don't like it, scroll on. We're good. We're good. But the reality is, there is so much in our life that is tainted by it, influenced by it, affected by it. So I'm not saying, if you're here and you're like, oh my God, I've done toxic things in my life, or I haven't taken care of myself in the best way, or I haven't launched my business yet because I've only seen sleazy ways of doing it. And I really don't want to do that, but man, I don't want to, you know, be in this 9-to-5 anymore. Yada, yada, yada. You know where I'm going with this. The reality is, then let's make something different. Let's make it different. We can. We can. Why not give it a chance to be different? Okay? You're a goddamn unicorn. That's why you're here. You're my people. Okay? So anyway, it might rain, so I'm going to end this video, but there's the points, okay, about toxicity. That's part 3. And we're going to talk about part 4 next week. And we don't need 87 parts, so we might wrap it up next week. But sit with this. Sit with 1, where do you have toxicity in your life? Just in general, right? With your work, especially, but just personally, okay? We all got it. We've all got it. And let's detox, okay? 2, if you want to launch your own business, think of where the toxic bro culture has led you so far in your work and where you don't want it to lead you anymore. Why? Because you're a goddamn unicorn and you do you. So, all right, that's it. I hope you have a beautiful week ahead. This stuff makes me kind of like, kind of fiery, but it's because we can do better, people. How did that episode resonate for you? It always feels good to share these stories and these pieces of wisdom with you. And frankly, y'all teach me something new every day. So if that resonated, if it struck your soul or your heart, leave a comment below. Let us know what you loved about it. Also, share it with a buddy, a friend, a fellow woman in your world. We need to continue to build this ripple effect for individual and collective good. That's what we're really about here too, and sharing the wisdom. Now, if you are feeling like you want to get to know us better, go to femininesagewisdom.com. And thank you again for listening to this episode. I'll chat with you soon.